Question Examination 1998, English Language Syllabus B, Paper 3, Integrated Listening, Reading and Writing. Instructions to candidates. You should have on your desk a question answer book and a data file. Do not open them until you are told to do so. I repeat, do not open the question answer book and data file until you are told to do so. Now write your candidate number, center number, and seat number in the boxes provided on your question answer book. You are reminded that all examination materials will be played once only. The test is divided into two parts, Part A and Part B. You should use a pencil to answer all questions in Part A, which are short tasks. For Part B, which are extended tasks, you should use a pen. Put your hand up now if you have any difficulties. It is not possible to handle complaints after you have taken the test. Now look at your question answer book. Check that your question answer book has no missing pages. Look for the words end of paper on the last page. Now look at your data file. Check that your data file has no missing pages. Look for the words, "This is the last page of the data file," on the last page. The test is about to begin. Keep your earphones on until you are told to take them off. Part A. Open your question answer book. You should use a pencil for this part of the paper. You now have 1 minute to study Section 1 and Section 2 of Part A. Part A is about to begin. Turn to page 1 of your question answer book. Section 1. In this section, you will hear a question followed by a conversation. Look at the information provided and the four possible answers. Choose the best answer and write the appropriate letter, A, B, C, or D, in the box provided. Question 1. Which TV does the woman decide to buy?
Here are the TVs on special offer. This is a good one. It's multi-standard with NICAM.
I don't need NICAM. And anyway, it's too small. But I want multi-standard.
How about this one? It's 2100.
Oh, it's still too small.
This one then, not too small, multi-standard.
Yes, I'll take that one.
Question 2. Which age group are they talking about?
Look at this table for the labour force. It shows the percentage of workers in different age groups. It's got figures for the years 1991, 95, and 96.
This age group is the only one where the percentage has gone up every year.
Yes, that's right. It went up from 1991 to 1995, and again in 1996. The others have stayed the same or gone down.
Question 3. Which flight does the man decide to take?
Here's the timetable. There are 5 flights. What time do you want to leave?
Well, the meeting is for 5:30 in Taipei.
There's a flight which arrives at 4:15 in the afternoon. That might be okay.
No, that's too late. It takes at least an hour to get into town from the airport. I'll have to take the one before that.
Question 4. What time are they going to meet?
What time shall we meet tomorrow?
Well, the film starts at 5:15, so maybe we can meet at the cinema at about 5.
How about meeting earlier and going for a coffee first?
Yes, that's a good idea. There are several cafes nearby, so let's get there about 4 or 4:30.
I'll try. But I don't finish work until 3:30, so I won't get there before 4.
Okay. Let's say 4:15 then, outside the cinema.
Fine.
See you then.
Question 5. Where is the man going?
How are you getting there?
I take a train from Euston Station in London, and I have to change at Crewe, which is the 4th station.
Oh, it's not direct.
No, but after Crewe, it's only 2 more stations. It's the end of the line.
Question 6. Which picture best represents Kevin when he arrives at the tennis court?
Hi, Nick. Have you booked the tennis court?
Yes, I have. It's booked for 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock? So it will be very hot.
Yes. Bring a hat, because it's also quite sunny. Also, my racket's broken. Have you got a spare one?
Yes, no problem. I'll bring my old racket and my new one. Has the tennis court got a changing room?
Actually, it was out of order last time I played. I don't know why.
Well, I'm going to travel in my tennis clothes. It will be cooler to wear shorts anyway. Can I have a shower at your house afterwards?
Yes, of course. And have you finished with that book I lent you?
Oh, no, I haven't finished yet. Can I give it to you next week?
Okay, fine. I'll see you at the tennis court then.
Yeah, see you later.
That's the end of section one. Section two. In this section, you should read the instructions for each item carefully and look at the information provided. Then listen to the conversation and follow the instructions. Question 7.
Let's fill in this sandwich order form.
How many people are we?
4. Tell me what you want, and I'll fill in the form.
This smoked salmon with cream cheese sounds nice, but it's the most expensive. Never mind, I'll have that.
Smoked salmon, 1. And you have to say what kind of bread you want. They're here at the top. White, brown, French baguette, or 5-grain?
I'll have brown.
Okay. How about you two?
I don't want meat. This one, cheese special, and I'll have 5-grain bread.
That's a good idea. I'll have exactly the same.
Right. 2 cheese specials on 5-grain. Just me to decide. I'm going to have chicken. Don't know what chicken tikka is, so I'll have chicken mayonnaise on white.
You have to fill in the price as well.
Okay. 28, 24, and 2 at 25 is 50. So the total is 102. Now I'll fax it.
Question 8.
You found my book and my CD and my key. Thank you. But where did you find them?
Well, Annie, I cleaned your room and I put all your clothes away. It was a terrible mess. The wardrobe was open and all your clothes were on the floor. I put your shirt and jeans on hangers in the wardrobe. I found the CD on the floor between the wardrobe and the small cabinet by the bed.
Oh.
And then I found your key. That was in a shoe. There was one shoe by the bed, and the key was in that. The other shoe was under the table.
Sorry, Mum.
And the book was on top of the wardrobe.
On top of it?
Yes. I don't know how it got there. On the top, on the left, next to that old suitcase.
Oh, dear. I'm sorry. I'll try to keep my room tidier.
Question 9.
Okay, we've got the new TV. How do we set the channels?
I'll check the instructions. Okay. Using the remote control. First, press the install button. That's the top left.
Okay. Then we get a menu on the screen.
Yes. Then you have to press the arrow, which points down, until the word search is highlighted.
Press the arrow which points down. Yes? Ah, yes, it's working. And now?
The arrow pointing left to select the search function. Okay?
Okay. I press the arrow pointing left.
Good. Now you can press the up or down arrow to do the search.
The up or the down. I see. I'll press this one. Ah, there's a picture now.
Right. Now you've tuned it. The picture is fine. So you press the OK button in the middle.
The OK button. Right.
Question 10.
I filled in the form to put an ad in the Kowloon magazine to advertise for someone to share my flat. Do you think it's okay?
I think you should put near MTR after Causeway Bay, because that makes it sound better.
All right. And then?
Then you should put young female, not young person, because you only want girls to reply, don't you?
Yes. So I'll cross out person and write female.
Own bedroom, share bathroom. That's okay. And then you should put per month after the rent. Yes, $4,000 per month, including bills.
That's the end of section 2. Section 3. You work in the lost property office of the Hong Kong Ferry Company. Passengers come in to make reports about articles they have lost on the ferries. You must complete the lost property report form for them. Use a separate form for each passenger. You have 10 seconds to study the form. Question 11.
Hello. I left my camera on the ferry.
Yes. We have to fill in this form, and then we can check if it's been found. What's your name and telephone number?
Linda Baker.
Linda Baker. B-A-K-E-R?
Yes. And my telephone number is 2982-4299.
What kind of camera is it?
Kodak.
Is it a big one?
No, it's very small.
With a case?
Yes.
Okay, a small Kodak camera. Kodak, is that K-O-D-A-K?
Yes.
A small Kodak camera with a case. Which ferry did you leave it on?
I left it on the 8 o'clock ferry from Lantau to Central this morning.
Okay. I'll put that in the remarks section. 8 a.m. ferry from Lantau to Central on the 8th of May.
Thanks for your help.
Question 12.
Good morning. Can I help you?
Yes, I lost an umbrella.
I see. I'll fill out this form and then we can check if your umbrella is here. We've got a lot of umbrellas.
Well, this one is quite distinctive. It's very big, and it's red and green.
I'll write that down. Very big, red and green. Anything else?
It's got a wooden handle.
Wooden handle. Right. That's all for the description. Now the next section. Where did you lose it?
In the waiting area in Central. At about 10 o'clock last night. I was waiting for the 10 o'clock ferry, and I forgot it.
I see. Waiting area. In Central. 10 p.m. yesterday. And your name, sir?
Jack Clark. J-A-C-K. C-L-A-R-K-E.
Telephone number?
2493-2525.
Right, Mr. Clark, I'll check the umbrellas now.
That's the end of Section 3. Section 4. Listen to the interview and fill in the form as if you were the interviewer. Put ticks in the appropriate boxes and write down the necessary information. You have 30 seconds to study the form before the conversation begins. A traveller is being interviewed at Hong Kong International Airport by a representative of International Travel Consultants, who is doing a survey of airline passengers.
Excuse me?
Yes?
We're doing a survey of airline passengers. May I ask you some questions?
Yes, certainly. I'm waiting for my plane, so I've got lots of time.
Thank you. First of all, are you visiting Hong Kong, or do you live here?
I live here.
And what country do you come from originally?
From Britain. I'm British.
May I ask about your work? Are you a businessman?
No, I'm not. I'm a journalist. I work for a magazine.
I see. Now, some questions about your trip. Where are you going now?
I'm going to Bangkok.
To Bangkok. How long are you staying?
3 days.
3 days. Which airline are you traveling with?
Cathay Pacific.
And is this a business trip or a holiday?
It's a business trip.
Ah, good. It's business travel we're really interested in. How often do you go on business trips?
Not really very often. About twice a year.
Can you tell me the places you've been to in the last 2 years?
Yes. This year I've been to Singapore once and China once.
And last year?
Last year, let me think. I went to Bangkok last year and to Japan.
Bangkok. So, I'll write Thailand and Japan. Anywhere else?
No, that's all.
And how long are your trips normally?
About 3 or 4 days.
Okay. Now, you said you're flying with Cathay Pacific today. Do you usually use Cathay?
Actually, no. I use all different airlines, depending on the times of the flights and the price of the ticket. I think most airlines offer the same kind of service.
Okay, right, different here. And under reason for choosing airline, I'll tick time and price. Are there any other reasons why you choose a particular airline? For example, the food or the service?
No. As I said, I think most airlines have the same kind of service. And food, too. There's not much difference.
Do you travel business or economy class?
Usually economy class. Although today, I'm going business class, because the client is paying for it.
I see. You're going business class today. I forgot to mark that. But you usually go economy class. Right. Now, I've got one last question. Is there anything you would like airlines to do to improve their service?
Oh, I don't know. There's nothing I can think of at the moment. Oh, yes. Planes often leave late. It would be much better if flights left on time. Yes. Write that planes should leave on time.
Thank you. I'll write it exactly as you said. Planes should leave on time.
Oh, and one more thing. There should be more choice of films.
Okay. I'll write more choice of films. Thank you very much, sir.
You're welcome. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Have a nice trip.
You now have 2 minutes to make any changes to your answers. That's the end of Part A. Part B. Turn to page 7 of your question answer book. Situation. You are John Lamb, a Secondary 5 student who is just about to complete the HKCEE. Because you are secretary of the student union, your principal, Mrs. Lau, has asked you to attend a briefing session about the course on leadership and teamwork in schools offered by the Hong Kong Adventure Bound School. After attending the briefing session, you have to do the following tasks. 1. Fill in an application form for a scholarship. 2. Write a letter to the parent-teacher association of your school requesting financial support for the course. You will find all the information you need in the question answer book, the data file, and the recording of the briefing session. You have 5 minutes to study the question answer book in order to familiarize yourself with the situation and the tasks. You should also read the course brochure and the note sheet on pages 1 and 2 of the data file. You will hear a tape recording of the briefing session. Take notes on the note sheet on page 2 of the data file as you listen. Now turn to page 2 of the data file.
Welcome, everybody. I'm Joseph Long, coordinator of the course on leadership and teamwork in schools. It's my job to give you information about this course, which we have been running for many years now. I must say, it's great to see such a big turnout. Some of you, I know, are from schools who have participated in the course before, and others are thinking of participating for the first time. That's great. You are all most welcome. We also have Mrs. Hughes from Typo Secondary School to tell you about the course and answer some of your questions. Students from her school have taken part in this course on a number of occasions in the past. Mrs. Hughes.
Hello, everybody.
Right. First, I would like to talk about who this school leadership training course is for. It's designed mainly for Secondary 6 and Secondary 7 students. They are the ones who actually take up leadership roles in the schools, and we can help train them for this. The most obvious group is the school prefects. The course offers an ideal training for students who are about to take up school prefect duties. But our training also prepares senior students to run different school clubs, as well as students who act as captains of different school sports teams.
Yes, I'd like to add something here.
Certainly, Mrs. Hughes.
We certainly notice that students come back from the course with more confidence, and they are better equipped to take up leadership positions. It gives the prefects a better sense of responsibility, and the committee members of the school clubs gain greater confidence. This definitely applies to the captains of the school sports teams as well.
Yes. Usually schools send prefects, school club leaders, and sports captains. And while on the course, students are put in roles where they must show all kinds of leadership abilities. They have a number of tasks to do which help develop these. Not only is this of benefit to the schools, but we also feel we are providing a course which is very useful to the students who take part in it. It's good training for their adult lives. Yes, there's someone at the back with a question.
Thank you. I would like to know more about the tasks you give the students. What sort of things do the students do on the course?
Good question. I was just about to come to that. Actually, there are a number of different activities designed to develop the students' leadership and team-building capabilities. Take, for example, our mountain escape activity. In this activity, one student is given the responsibility of leading the rest of the group out of a remote mountain valley in the country park and back to the centre.
Yes, our students found the mountain escape activity a really interesting one. There are a number of outdoor activities like that, but there are indoor activities as well. Students are also asked to produce short plays.
Yes, producing plays. That involves one student directing other students to work together. The plays they produce are usually very good.
And the students have some really excellent debates.
Yes, the debates are very interesting. And of course,
there are a number of team sports they can play. There are sports like basketball. They also learn some unusual sports like water polo, which they don't normally have the opportunity to play.
I can see that all this might be exciting and healthy exercise, but what leadership qualities does it develop in the students?
Okay, an interesting point. Of course, every time they play a team game, a different student is captain. This gives them all a chance to develop leadership qualities. We have certainly found that their leadership qualities are developed in this type of situation. In fact, all the activities we give the students help develop their leadership qualities. Let's take the mountain escape activity, for example. Firstly, it gives the student in charge greater confidence in taking on responsibilities. After all, he is responsible for leading his fellow students out of trouble. Secondly, it forces the student to make decisions about how to get out of the valley. These decision-making skills are so important in leadership. Also, it gives the student the ability to gain the trust and confidence of the entire team in order to be an effective leader. This is what leadership is about.
Yes, this is true of the sporting activities as well. The captains must develop the confidence to lead the team. They must make decisions about how the game should be played, and they learn that they can only succeed as captains if the rest of the team trusts them and has confidence in their leadership.
Another leadership quality, which is often forgotten, is communication skills. Most of the activities promote these skills, especially when students produce plays together. Here, good communication skills are an absolute necessity.
And of course, there are the debates. These offer a wonderful opportunity for students to develop their communication skills.
Yes, but in the case of the mountain escape activity and in team sports, it appears that only one student gets a chance to lead. Most of the students just have to follow.
This is true, but we do offer a wide range of activities and different students get a chance to take up leadership roles at different times.
And don't forget that the course is not just about leadership, but also about teamwork. When the students are not leading a group, they are learning how to work in teams.
Yes, indeed. What we also do on the course is try to show students how to work in teams. This involves learning to cooperate with other team members and to work for common goals. Everyone in the mountain escape activity has to work together for a common purpose. So the activity not only develops leadership skills in one of the students, but all the students have to work together. Yes, there's another person with her hand up.
What concerns me is that the course is very expensive. There are not many students, surely, who can afford to go on this type of course.
This is true. And that leads me to the next topic. Money. Yes, it is expensive, but there are two ways of reducing the cost per student. Many schools find ways of subsidizing the course. Isn't that right, Mrs. Hughes?
Yes, absolutely. Actually, our school usually asks for some money from the PASS Students Association. They're always very generous, as they consider the course to be really worthwhile.
This is the usual practice. Most schools can appeal to the PASS Students Association or the Parent Teacher Association. I recommend you try that.
Yes. I think that may be possible in our case.
Good. There is another way to reduce costs. Even after you apply for a subsidy from the PASS Students Association, or whatever, individual students can still apply for a scholarship from us, especially if they can show that they have leadership qualities. This certainly reduces the cost per student. But remember, this must be applied for by the individual student. The school does not apply for this.
Right, I see. The school can apply for money from their PAST Students Association. And individual students can also apply for a scholarship from you.
That's right. Now, when individual students apply for the scholarship, they must fill in the scholarship application form, which we supply. In it, the students must give information about themselves. It is all quite straightforward. I think you will find the form in the booklet we gave you at the beginning. Does everyone have one?
Yes, I've got mine. But I have one further question. Our school would like to send a group around the middle of September. When should we apply?
Well, we'd like to receive the applications at least 2 weeks before the start of the course. You would need to get your application in before the end of August, in that case.
2 weeks in advance. That should be okay.
Good. I think that is everything I have to say. So let's have a break. If anyone has further questions, I'll be happy to answer them.
That's the end of the listening component of this test. Put down your pencil. You will need to use a pen for the tasks in Part B. You will have 1 hour to complete the test. The center supervisor will tell you when the time is up. Take off your earphones now and turn off your radio.